very pleasant good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and happy Mother's Day. Welcome to DeChancey Park, home of your 2022 Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies staff and management thank you for your continued support of the team and for your attendance this afternoon as the Grizzlies, California League single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, take on the Modesto Nuts, California League single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, in the final game of this six-game series. Fans, for your safety, we ask that you remain off the dugout tops at all times. Dugout tops are for Grizzlies game day staff only, including on-field staff, ushers, and security personnel. Thank you for your cooperation. Although protected netting has been installed, as a reminder, fans, please keep your eyes on the field of play, as flying bats and balls can still enter the stands at any time. And please inform any children in your care of these risks. The security station, lost and found, and first aid station are all located behind section 124 on the main concourse. Restrooms are located on both sides of the concourse for your convenience. They are located near section 108 and 118. Family restrooms are also located along the main concourse. Fans, the Grizzlies would like to remind you that the smoking area is located in the northeast corner of Tulare Plaza, Gate 7. Electronic cigarettes are also to be used only in the smoking section. The courtesy booth is located on the main concourse behind home plate and is your source for everything Grizzlies. From ticket information to lineup sheets, you'll find the answers at the courtesy booth. Plus, if you're celebrating a birthday or special event with us at the ballpark today, make it memorable by seeing your name in lights on the big screen. Sign up at the courtesy booth by the end of the third inning to get your message up on our brand new video board. DeChancey Park has made the transition to a cashless venue for all Grizzlies baseball games. This change will protect the health and safety of our fans and staff while providing quick, streamlined service. Fans can exchange their money for a preloaded card at the courtesy booth or at the ticket office back window, both located on the concourse. If you still need cash, the Grizzlies have ATMs on the main concourse that are located near section 118. Fans, you'll find today's lineup and Cal League standings behind section 124 on the main concourse. Grizzlies fans and citizens of California, show your pride by stopping in the Grizzlies team store and picking up the latest in Grizzlies fashion. With brand new merchandise for the 2022 season, the team store and its staff have you covered. The team store is located behind section 120 and online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Step up to the plate now through July 1st at DeChancey Gold Resort and Casino. Earn 500 and 1,000 base points to swipe on the kiosk and win loads of prizes like Grizzlies tickets, $1,000 in cash, e-cash, and more. Cash drawings every Thursday and Friday to win your share of $24,000 and hit a home run at the finale where you can win your share of $39,000 in cold hard cash. Only at DeChancey's $600,000 Swing Big Giveaway. Nationwide is an official partner of Minor League Baseball. For every pitch life throws at you, Nationwide is here to offer protection. Visit nationwide.com to see how Nationwide is on your side. Fresno Yosemite International Airport, your hometown airport, welcomes you to DeChancey Park, home of the Fresno Grizzlies. Enjoy the game, and when you're ready to travel, check out flyfresno.com to see the latest offers from your favorite airlines to your favorite destinations. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Rocket Dog Gourmet Brats and Brew for providing today's Press Box food. Rocket Dog is conveniently located near the corner of Shaw and Blackstone and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans fresh, crisp salads, sausages stacked with all the fixings, or delicious sandwiches. Rocket Dog has plenty of bottled craft beers and beers on tap, and happy hour is 7 days a week. Be sure to stop by and give them a visit sometime soon.
For every walk this year, Stryker, the official smart robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit makosmartrobotics.com.
Toyota is proudly the official vehicle of the Fresno Grizzlies. Visit your local Central Valley Toyota dealer today to check out Toyota's lineup of 11 fuel-efficient hybrids. Go Grizzlies! Today's pitch speed is being tracked by the California Highway Patrol radar gun. See how fast your favorite pitcher is throwing today. The California Highway Patrol reminds you to watch your speed while traveling and do not attempt to text while driving. Anheuser-Busch is here to remind you to enjoy responsibly. Here are some ways that you can take part and make every experience with our products a great one. First, be a part of the 97% of drinkers who don't drive after drinking. Whether it's leaving your car behind, planning ahead to be the passenger, or hailing a ride, you can make it happen. Did you know that impaired driving has been cut in half in the last 30 years? It's because people like you make the right choice. Second, remember to hydrate between drinks. Have a glass of water with your buds, or enjoy a non-alcohol beer like Budweiser Zero or Busch NA. Third, remember to eat. Grab some fries and a burger to enjoy with those brews. Fans, want to see your selfie up on the video board? For the first time ever to Chansey Park, tweet your photo or post to your public Instagram using the hashtag RaiseTheBear. That's hashtag RaiseTheBear for your chance to be featured on our brand new video board later in the game. Hey, baseball fans, when the Grizzlies win, you win at Raceway Car Wash. That's right. If the Grizzlies win a home game, you win a free $20 car wash. Raceway Car Wash, with four convenient locations serving the greater Fresno area. Raceway Car Wash, a clean so easy, you can't afford not to wash your car. Fans, we have a lot of excitement in store for you today. So let's go down to the field and welcome today's on-field host, here's Cruz!
Thank you, Brandon, and welcome back, fans, to Chansey Park in beautiful downtown Fresno, home of your Fresno Grizzlies. Once again, happy Sunday, and more importantly, happy Mother's Day! All right, y'all, I want to give a shout-out to all the mothers out there. We have a ton of great deals going on for y'all to make sure you guys have the best Mother's Day here at Chansey Park. So we have a special Mom-mosa deal going on for y'all. So for $7, you get a pretty good-sized mimosa, and you can even refill it for $5. So make sure you check out the Fresno social to get hooked up with that, because what better is a mimosa on a Sunday, or excuse me, a Mom-mosa on Mother's Day. Now, today is also Save Mart Sunday, so remember, every Sunday, bring in your Save Mart supermarket receipt to save some money on your tickets every Sunday home game. Also, thanks to our friends at Save Mart, we have Kids Run the Bases after the game, brought to you once again by our friends over at Save Mart Supermarkets. And it gets even sweeter because on Sundays, our friends at Producers Dairy provide some ice cream for us to give out to all the kids after the game who run the bases. So you heard it right. Kids run the bases and get ice cream after the game on field. So make sure y'all stick around for that. It's going to be a ton of fun. So after today, the Grizzlies hit the road to play against the Visalia Rawhide. But they will be back Tuesday, May 17th, to play against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. So make sure you get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. To stay updated with all the Fresno Grizzly news, make sure you follow us on any social media platforms you have. If you haven't, make sure you add us. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever it is. Go search up Fresno Grizzlies and click follow to stay updated with all of your Fresno Grizzly news. All right, Grizzly fans, that's all I have for you right now, but I want to introduce you to a couple people we have. We have our G-Force. First off, I want to introduce in the stands, we have Tony and Alyssa. Everybody give them a wave. They're going to be looking for some contestants for all of our on-field games. We also have Taylor. T-Swizzle, say hi to her over there. All right, and up next, we have our bear keeper, Dylan. He makes sure Parker stays in line and doesn't get too wild. You know how that bear likes to get. But speaking of Parker, Grizzly fans, I want you to put your hands together as we introduce my buddy, my pal, the best mascot in baseball, Parker. Look at Parker. He said no seat needed. We're standing around today. Parker, you're looking great, buddy. I'm ready for this Sunday. I know he is too. Grizzly fans, put your hands together and wave a big hello to my buddy, Parker. All right, Brandon, that's all I have. I'm going to go ahead and send it right back up to you.
All right, thank you, Cruz. And now it's time for today's starting lineups. First for the visiting Modesto Nuts. Leading off and playing center field, number 8, Jonathan Classe. Batting second, in left field, number 2, Victor Labrada. Batting third, the shortstop, number 18, Edwin Arroyo. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 38, Robert Perez. Batting fifth, designated hitter, number 13, Freudy Bautista. Batting sixth at third base, number 17, Ben Ramirez. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 4, Joaquin Cabrera. Batting eighth, at second base, number 6, Brett Rodriguez. Batting ninth, catcher, number 40, Ty Duvall. And the starting pitcher this afternoon for Modesto, number 45, William Fleming. And now, here is the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies! Leading off and playing center field, number 1, Braden Ward! Batting second, at shortstop, number 2, Adiel Amador! Batting third, the right fielder, number 15, Yankiel Fernandez. Welcome to the jungle. Batting fourth at third base, number 5, Warming Bernabell. Batting fifth at second base, number 4, Juan Brito. Batting sixth, designated hitter, number 11, Braxton Fulford. Batting seventh, catcher, number 35, Hunter Goodman. Batting eighth, in left field, number 14, Juan Guerrero. Batting ninth, the first baseman, number 10, Bryant Quijada. And the starting pitcher today for your Grizzlies, number 43, Mason Green. The Grizzlies starting lineup is brought to you by Toyota.
Of about 20 centimeters, bullfrogs are the largest frogs in North America, as well as the champion jumpers.
Long-legged Larry was a frog at the pond. Jump so high, I might miss him while he's gone. Jump over anything, even King Kong. Jumpin' Jack Flash was his favorite song. Now once upon a time there was a cat in a tree. Chased the squirrel up, been stuck since three. The fireman came, said it's too high for me. It's too high. How's that cat gonna ever get free? Young Jack Turner was a staple on the block. Said he knew about a frog with an XL hop. The neighbor started laughing, but Jackie wouldn't stop. Ran off, came back, guess who we got? Well, it was long-legged Larry, didn't open his mouth. Like a rocket to the moon through a cumulus cloud. Touchdown safe, laid a scaredy cat on the ground. If you listen real close, you can still hear the crowd. Go Larry, go Larry, go, go, go Larry, go Larry, go Larry, go, 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 go. Larry doesn't care. Jump so high, grow a beard in the air. Jump over anything, even Times Square, yelling long-legged Larry for mayor. Hear, hear. Now once upon a time there was a princess in a cell. In the tower of a castle through a forest on a hill. Half the men that ever sought her out had fallen ill. All the men that ever tried to climb the wall had fell. Handful gather at the base of the place. Each claim way braver than the bravest you faced. Bunch of dingbats yapping about saving the day. But wait, a silhouetted amphibian facing the haze. Well, it was long-legged Larry on the back of a steed. Leapt up yelling Jordan, kissed the girl on the cheek. Touchdown safe, showed a lady back to her peeps. If you listen real close, you can still hear the streets. Go Larry, go Larry, go, go, go Larry, go Larry, go Larry, go, 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 go. Yeah, Larry's on the case. Jump so high, pluck a star out of space.
jump over anything, even Salt Lake. Jump into the mosh pit, jump out of a cake. Now once upon a time there was a circus in town. Some went for the cotton candy, some for the clowns. But the high wire act was the most profound. Had a poodle on a unicycle, rose in her mouth. 10 o'clock show, get the poodle in position. 10 seconds in, the unicycle starts tipping. At a poodle barely clinging to the wire by her mittens. But what the heck is that thing in the distance? Ribbit, long-legged Larry, a sight for sore eyes. Known to give a dog a ride. Seconds after he arrives, touchdown safe. Give her some kibbles and raw hide. If you listen real close, you can still hear the vibe. Go Larry, go Larry, go, go, go Larry.
Making their way to the field are today's umpires. Behind home plate, Cass Cousins, and at first base, Trevor Patience.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day, everyone, and welcome inside Chuck Chansey Park in Fresno, California. Modesto Nuts Baseball is on the air. Glad you're with us on this Sunday afternoon as the Modesto Nuts take on the Fresno Grizzlies, a matchup of the Nuts, Class A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, and the Grizzlies, Class A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies in this California League series finale. Game six, series is on the line. The Nuts have won 3 of 5 games in the series, so they are going for the series win here today. And the Fresno Grizzlies coming off of a big win last night. Fresno had the bats going early and ended up tying a season high with 16 runs on 12 hits in the win. So the Grizzlies looking to stay hot offensively. The Nuts trying to cool down those bats and get out of Dodge with a series win here today. Mason Green is the starting pitcher, and William Fleming will go for Modesto. Green pitching for Fresno, and Fleming for Modesto. We'll send it down field level here for the national anthem.
Alrighty, Grizzlies fans, there's one last thing we have to say before we can start a game tonight.
As we welcome you back into the broadcast booth here at Chuck Chansey Park, David Gentile in today for Keaton Gologli for Modesto Nuts Baseball. Keaton out calling some action in Reno over the last couple days. Big thank you to Keaton and the Nuts for allowing me the opportunity to come on down. I hail from the San Jose area and get a chance to jump in for a couple of spot starts. All right, let's get you set for this series finale contest. The Modesto Nuts at 13-13 under the manager Austin Knight will line them up like this today. Jonathan Classe leads it off in center field. The two-hole hitter is Victor Labrada. He will play left. Edwin Arroyo back into the starting lineup at shortstop and batting third. Robert Perez Jr. hits fourth and plays first base. Freddy Bautista will be the designated hitter and bat fifth. Ben Ramirez is the third baseman hitting sixth. Joaquin Cabrera bats right, bats seventh. He does bat from the right side, and he'll play right field. Brett Rodriguez is hitting eighth and playing second base. And Ty Duvall into the starting lineup at catcher, and Duvall rounds out the order in the ninth spot. Defensively for the Fresno Grizzlies, Bryant Quijada is in at first, Juan Brito at second, Adel Amador is at short, and Warming Bernabel is at third. Left to right in the outfield, Juan Guerrero in left, Braden Ward at the controls in center, and Yanquil Fernandez patrolling right. Hunter Goodman behind the plate, all backing up the starting pitcher, Mason Green. Fresno at 15-11 overall, tied with San Jose for the league in the California League North standings, and the Modesto Nuts 2 games back at 13-13. They were within a game yesterday, but all the results went against Modesto, losing here to Fresno and then San Jose beating Stockton. So Modesto 2 games back in the first half standings here in the California League. Final warm-up pitches in from the left-handed starter Mason Green, and we are just about ready to get underway here as Jonathan Classe gets ready to stand in. So Classe, a switch hitter, will bat from the right side here. Green, the left-handed pitcher, Fresno won games 1 and 5 of this series. The Nuts took the middle 3, 2 through 4 leading up to this one. Here's the first pitch of the afternoon. It's a swing and a miss. That one actually fouled off, just died down at the plate. Lost the ball from my view for a moment, so it looked like it got on through to Hunter Goodman, but actually just a swing and a miss for Class A at 89 miles an hour. The 0-1 is due. The pitch is outside. Fastball high and away. I don't check that. I think that was actually a changeup at 84. Evens the count at 1-1. There's a swing and a miss. Center cut fastball that time to make it a ball and two strikes to the leadoff hitter, Class A, batting 253. The pitch. Line drive on one hop to short off the glove of Amador, and he'll just have to smother it and keep it in front of him as Class A able to get aboard as the first batter of this game. First pitch today officially at 1:06 p.m. and cooler day than we've seen recently in Fresno. Clear skies overhead, about 66 degrees. Temperature's been up in the 80s, 90s the last couple of days. And that will be an error on the shortstop, Amador. Brings Victor Labrada up to the plate. Lefty-lefty matchup just underway here in the top of the first. First offering is a fastball high at 89 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes here to Labrada. Lefty-lefty matchup here, Class A. Healthy lead off of first base. Kick and the deal. This one swung on, popped up. Foul territory on the left side, and Hunter Goodman, the catcher, with the mask off, and he'll make the catch. And retires Labrada for the first out of the inning, and that will bring Edwin Arroyo back up to the plate. Arroyo getting the day off yesterday, the shortstop, the ninth-ranked prospect in the Mariners organization, according to MLB.com. Standing in here from the right side. Green, the left-hander. The look over to first. Kicks and deals the first pitch. That is pop foul, backing out of play. And almost a nice catch for the fan at the second level here at Chuck Chancey Park. And Arroyo gets ready to dig back in. 0-1 the count. The pitch is downstairs. And that makes it a ball and a strike. So Arroyo, the switch hitter, batting 293 on the year. 4 home runs and 23 driven in. 1-1 the count. And time will be called for at the plate. So you get one time per plate appearance in this year's California League rules. So Arroyo won't be able to do so again during this at-bat. If he does, it'll be automatic strike. And the 1-1 is downstairs. Two balls and a strike now to Edwin Arroyo. Arroyo and Robert Perez Jr., the 3-4 hitters, are the Cal League leaders in ribbies. Perez with 24, Arroyo with 23. 2-1. Line drive, right field. That drops in for a base hit. Ball's in front of Fernandez, and heading around second to third is Class A. The throw well offline. And Arroyo will get into second as Class A heads over to third. So it's a base hit for Arroyo. Yankeel Fernandez came up with it in right. He's got a really good arm for Fresno, but has missed time recently with some shoulder troubles, and that throw was well off the mark. Missed third base. If you're looking at the diamond from where we're at and the backstop position by about 5 or 6 feet, bounced off the third base dugout, netting, and was just able to stay in play. So second and third with one out. Or Robert Perez Jr., big swing and a miss at 91 miles an hour on a fastball away. No balls and a strike. Leads the California League and runs batted in with 24, home runs with 8. So really good production from these two middle-of-the-line hitters for the Nuts this year. Green sets up for the 0-1. Fastball up and away. Makes it a ball and a strike. So on that last play, Class A was probably going to get to third no matter what, but Arroyo definitely aided and able to advance. Just goes down as a single, and if the runner advances on the throw, as this one bounces foul over to the left side. We've got Perez here at 1-2. Just underway here in the top of the first inning between the Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. Modesto has struck in the first in each of the last two games of the series. In a good position to do that here again. 1-2. Swung on and just fouled off. No, it was not fouled off. It was swung through. Popped out of the glove of Goodman, so I assumed, and wrongfully so, that it was a foul tip. That was not the case. So a swinging strikeout of Robert Perez Jr. Big out there to get the second out of the frame, and that will bring Freddy Bautista up to the plate. Left-handed pitcher Green, right-handed batter Bautista. Two outs, no score, second and third, top one. There's a swing and a miss on 84 miles an hour on a pitch downing, diving in. Freddy goes after one there, and it's 0-1. Hitting .210 this season, three home runs and 11 driven in. Green on the third base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals. One hard hop to short, picked nicely by Adel Amador, and the throw to first in time. That was a hot shot off the bat of Bautista. Amador in a good defensive position, down and ready to go. Kind of had to whip the head back, whip the glove back, and get to it. Excellent stop on what looked like it had a shot to cause him some trouble. So, Freddy Bautista, hard hit baseball, but he grounds out for the final out of the inning. The Nuts get a hit, one error in the frame, and a couple of runners left on base, two left in scoring position in that top half of the first inning. To get you ready for the bottom half of the first, flip over the scorecard, and here's the starting lineup for the Fresno Grizzlies under the manager Robinson Cancel. The Rockies A-ball affiliate at 15-11, tied for first in the California League North Division standings with the San Jose Giants. Braden Ward leaves it off in center field. Adel Amador, who just made that nice play at shortstop, will bat second. Yanquil Fernandez bats third in right field. Warming Bernabel is the cleanup hitter at third base. Juan Brito bats fifth at second base. Braxton Fulford moves from catcher to DH. He's hitting sixth today. Hunter Goodman bats seventh. He will step in to catch. Juan Guerrero bats eighth in left field. And Bryant Quijada into the lineup. We saw him as a pinch hitter yesterday. He will be playing first base today and batting ninth. Defensively, for the Modesto Nuts, Robert Perez Jr. is at first. Brett Rodriguez at second. Edwin Arroyo back into the starting lineup at short. And Ben Ramirez at third. Victor Labrada running around in left. Jonathan Classe has the controls in center field. And Joaquin Cabrera will be on the prowl out in right for Modesto. Ty Duvall into the lineup as catcher. All backing up the starting pitcher, William Fleming. And he'll start things off against a very hot hitter for Fresno in Braden Ward. Ward getting ready to dig in. Pitch clock down to 9 seconds here. Ready and alert. And the first pitch is grounded up the first base side. Bobbled for a moment by Perez Jr. Throw to first is in time. And they got the foot race to get the speedy Braden Ward. 3-1 for out number one in the bottom of the first. Hard hit on the ground up the line, maybe 2 feet into fair territory that time. Got to Perez, who bobbled it for a moment but was able to collect, and Fleming running over from his spot on the mound. Receives, tags, and gets the first out of the inning. Adel Amador swings and fouls one off. No balls and a strike. Here to the Fresno shortstop. Next pitch, and a swing and a foul tip that time, and that'll make it no balls and two strikes. It's Cass Cousins behind the plate today. Calling the balls and strikes, Trevor Patience is the field umpire. There's an elevated fastball at 0-2, a little bit of chase material, but Amador lays off, and it's a ball and two strikes. hitting .337 on the year, 6 home runs, 11 driven in for the switch hitter. Takes the 1-2 downstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Adeel Amador. William Fleming on the season, 1-2 with a .540 ERA in 23 and a third innings. 2-2 fastball misses inside, 94 miles an hour with the heat, and that'll make it 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fleming square up with home plate, feet slightly angled to the third base side, and he gets a swing and a miss at 3-2. Goes back to the fastball at 93, challenging Adeel Amador there. So 2 up, 2 down in the bottom of the first, and that'll bring Yankiel Fernandez up to the plate. No score, bottom one between Modesto and Fresno in this series finale contest. Fleming winds and deals. Fernandez grounds one through the right side for a base hit. Robert Perez Jr. diving over to his right. It was just out of his reach by about 2 lengths of the baseball. Fernandez going after the first pitch of his at-bat, and he's able to get aboard with a 2-out single. So first hit of the day for Fresno, and that will bring Warming Bernabell up to the plate. Rest of the numbers for William Fleming. A .221 opposing batting average on the year in 23 and a third innings, 19 hits. Swinging a fly ball to right. Heading over is walking Cabrera to board the line right by the bullpen and makes the catch just in fair territory for the final out of the inning. So Fresno swinging at the first pitch 3 times in that first inning. And William Fleming able to pitch his way through a 2-out single by Yankiel Fernandez. No score as we head to the second between Modesto and Fresno. The Nuts are back to bat after this.
There's hat number one, giving a signal now to his friends to come over and join him. There's hat two and three. Let's get them a baseball starting under hat number two. And let's shuffle them up. All right, fans, try and keep your eyes on the hat that you think has the baseball. Think you still know where it is? Let's go ahead and shuffle them up just a little bit more here. And who's got the hat? 1, 2, or 3? Which one's got the ball on it? Hat number one's got it. Thank you, fans, for participating in today's Grizzlies Hat Shuffle right here at Chancy Park.
Welcome back inside Chuck Chancy Park. David Gentile with you for Modesto Nuts Baseball on a Sunday afternoon from Fresno, California. Happy Mother's Day as well. If you can and you haven't called your mom yet, go ahead and do it. And if you're just finding out it's Mother's Day, you are welcome. First pitch of the inning comes in for a ball, 86 miles an hour. The batter is Ben Ramirez for Modesto. Ramirez, Cabrera, Rodriguez due up this inning against Mason Green, who dials one up outside here. 85-mile-an-hour pitch, and it's 2 balls and no strikes here to Ramirez, hitting .288 on the year. 2 homers and 11 driven in, and Ramirez takes a 2-0 pitch for a strike at the belt. 87 miles an hour. Now it's 2-1. Green working extremely quickly here is a swing and a miss on an 88-mile-an-hour pitch just above the belt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Green winds, deals the 2-2, and it's fouled off. Just a little bit late, goes off speed that time. 77-mile-an-hour pitch, so 2 balls and 2 strikes here. Big open stance from Ramirez in the left-handed batter's box. He hits a 2-2 on a high hopper, leaping grab by Green on one bounce, and he tosses over to first in time to get Ramirez. Went full stretch that time. And has retired three in a row now, and that'll bring Joaquin Cabrera up to the plate. And hit the dirt almost immediately after it hit the bat. And Green stretching out that 6-1 frame. Left-hander spikes a fastball in front of home plate to Cabrera, and it's 1-0. Joaquin this year, the right fielder, hitting .219, one homer, seven driven in. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter, the 1-0. One hard hop to short, picked nicely again by Amador. The throw to first on a hop, but in time. Adel Amador has made two excellent plays to retire two of the last three Modesto batters in almost carbon copies. Hard hit baseballs that hit the infield dirt maybe 3 or 4 feet in front of him. And good backhanded stop at a head high hop and making the throw over to first. First pitch here in for a ball to Brett Rodriguez. Now the 1-0. And that one spiked in front of home plate. Two balls and no strikes. And you like some of the contact that you're getting so far if you're Modesto. A couple of hard hit baseballs to short, but bested by a couple of nice defensive efforts. Here's the 2-0. Grounded through the left side for a base hit. Brett Rodriguez gets aboard with a two-out single for Modesto. And that'll bring the catcher, Ty Duvall, up to the plate. Duvall, the left-handed hitter at 5'11", 200 pounds, out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Signed as an undrafted free agent back in 2020. He'll dig in here with two outs and a runner on first. No score, top two, Modesto and Fresno, here from Chuck Chancey Park. And the pickoff throw to first gets away. And off to second, here is Rodriguez. And no throw from the Fresno defense. So that'll be an error against the pitcher, Mason Green, allowing Rodriguez over to second base. Bounced in front of Quijada. First baseman really didn't have a shot to get that one, and it hit just off of the protective netting right in front of the dugout over where some photographers are doing their job. So now man in scoring position. And the first pitch of the at-bat is low. Taken by Duvall, 1-0. Ty Duvall hitting .250 on the year. Stands back in open stance on the back left corner of that left-handed batter's box. 1-0 is due. And bounce foul. Duvall just over the top of that pitch, 90 miles an hour. From the starter, Mason Green, 1-1 with a .398 ERA on the year. Give you some of his numbers after the 1-1 pitch. Green kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. 84 miles an hour. Changing it up that time. 1-2 to Duvall. This start of the season for Green, 20 and a third innings, 19 hits, 9 runs, all of them earned. 9 walks against 23 strikeouts this season. And that fastball is away. Two balls, two strikes. Here to Ty Duvall, the league hitting .250 against Green so far on the year. Here's in here for his sign. You have 18 seconds to pitch with runners on base to start that motion. There's a swing and a miss at 2-2, and that will end the inning. Ty Duvall strikes out swinging on an inside pitch for the final out of the second. The Nuts get a two-out single from Brett Rodriguez, but nothing across in the inning. Nothing across so far in the game. It's nothing-nothing as we go bottom two. Fresno comes to bat next.
For the first time ever to Chansey Park, tweet your photo or post to your public Instagram using the hashtag RaiseTheBear. That's hashtag RaiseTheBear for your chance to be featured on our brand new video board later in the game. And now, let's take a look at some of those great selfies our fans have submitted over the past week. And again, don't forget that you can see yours up here later in the game if you use hashtag RaiseTheBear.
Back for the bottom of the second inning here on Mother's Day. Chuck Chansey Park, Fresno, California. No score between the Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies as we go bottom two. Juan Brito will lead off the inning against Modesto and William Fleming. And Fleming's first offering, 85 miles an hour and low for a ball. 1-0 to Brito. Braxton Fulford, Hunter Goodman also due up in the Fresno second. And that second pitch, 94-mile-an-hour fastball down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Seen this a lot with the left-handed hitters for Fresno. Modesto very much playing an umbrella defense with everybody except for the third baseman. As that 2-1 pitch, or 2-0 pitch rather, fouled off. Now the count 2-1. Ben Ramirez between second and third base. He's maybe 15 feet in from the third base bag, just on the edge of the grass in the dirt. Feet have to be on the dirt for the infielders. 2-1 fouled back. Makes it two balls and two strikes. We've got Edwin Arroyo at shortstop playing back of second base, maybe 5 feet to the left, as far back as he can go. That's also the case for Rodriguez in the second base hole and Robert Perez Jr. about 4 feet into fair territory. There's a swing and a fly ball to right. Joaquin Cabrera heading back, chasing it back to the track. That one will get down and bounce over the wall for a ground rule double. Lead off double for Juan Brito. And Fresno has something cooking here in the home second. Long run that time for Cabrera. He probably ended up about 6 feet away from the baseball. It was clear just kind of looking at his body language at the very last second. Turned his attention to the wall to see if there was maybe something he would have to play off of it. But off the bat, looked like he might have a chance to get there. Not Brito. The switch hitter comes up with a double. That'll bring Braxton Fulford up to the plate. Nobody out, bottom two, no score. Brito at second. Fulford, the DH, stands in. The pitch. Hit on two, hops over to Ramirez at third. Throw to first is in time. Runner at second holds. And one away. Just a quick look off by Ben Ramirez that time, who had to come into the infield grass to make the play on that slow two-hopper. So Fulford is retired. And that will bring Hunter Goodman up to the plate. Goodman hitting .276 this year, six home runs and 20 driven in. He's among the top of the California League in terms of runs batted in this year. Swing and a miss that time on an 81-mile-an-hour slider. And Goodman down a strike at 0-1. One out for Fresno. Brito out at second. Fleming out of the stretch. Deals, and he goes around. Goodman unable to hold up his swing on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-2. 0-2 with one away, no score, bottom two. Fresno batting here. Runner in scoring position with less than two outs. Good opportunity. The 0-2 pitch. Runner takes off from third, down and away. No throw to third. In for ball one on a slider, and Juan Brito steals third base.
And with that, so on base, Amazon will donate $25 to Green Hearts.
Fresno comes in third in the league in stolen base attempts. They are now 41 of 50 on the season. with the steal of third. And there's a swing and a miss on a 1-2 pitch inside. So Fleming able to win that battle against Goodman. And now two outs in the Fresno second. And that'll bring Juan Guerrero up to the plate. Two outs, runner at third. That's Brito. No score, bottom two. Fleming winds and deals. And this one is sent through the left side for a base hit. And Fresno gets the first run across here in the bottom of the second inning. They've been attacking William Fleming early pretty consistently. And Juan Guerrero comes through with an RBI single. It's his 16th run batted in on the year. Juan Brito scores. 1-0 Grizzlies. So Brito, who got the leadoff double, stole third base and is able to come in and score. Here's Bryant Quijada hitting .353 on the year. Flipping a throw over to first base to keep an eye on Juan Guerrero. So that counts as one of two disengagements that a pitcher is allowed once they step on the rubber with runners on base. You can do that twice during an at-bat. If you do it a third time, it has to record an out or it's a balk. First pitch of the at-bat is high and inside. Off speed that time from Fleming, and it's 1-0. Fleming had a couple good starts to end the month of April. 12 innings pitched, just two earned runs, including six shutout frames against Rancho Cucamonga. 1-0 pitch in there for a ball. Fastball up and in, 91 miles an hour. Two balls and no strikes to Bryant Quijada. Pitching for the second time in this series as well. He pitched in the series opener, that Tuesday day game, and took the loss. Sets up out of the stretch. 2-0 pitch, broken bat, slow roller up the middle. Coming in from second is Rodriguez, and he'll get the play over at first in plenty of time for the final out of the inning. Fleming let it go, let the middle infield do the work. Rodriguez straight back of home plate, or of the pitcher's mound, rather. Probably about 6 or 7 feet behind it. And his throw on to first got Quijada by a couple of steps. So Juan Guerrero comes through. His 16th run batted in of the season, the RBI single for Fresno. And the Grizzlies on top, 1-0 through two.
Okay, not exactly groceries, but he got that. What else did you get, Parker? What do you got in your bag, man? Some watermelon. Who likes watermelon out there? I know I do. Parker loves watermelon. Heck yeah, on a nice sunny day. What else you got, Parker? Come on, buddy. Oh, he has a taco! Parker's meal prep consists of many tacos daily. Great job, Parker. We love those. Some masala. All right, what else you got in there, buddy? Come on. Parker, what's taking you forever, man? What are you doing? Ah, Parker! Grizzly fans, that was what's in Parker's bag. Let's make some noise one more time for Parker and his Sunday grocery shopping at Save Mart Supermarkets.
For the top of the third inning here at Chuck Chancey Park, Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies here on Mother's Day. And in recognition of Mother's Day today, Susan G. Komen, the world's leading breast cancer organization, and Major League Baseball are teaming up to put moms first and raise awareness to help reduce the rates of breast cancer. In 2022, nearly 44,000 people in the U.S. are expected to die from breast cancer. Most women who get breast cancer do not have a family history of the disease. Risk factors vary by race and ethnicity. So players are showing support and raising awareness by wearing pink and having some pink accents in today's game. First pitch of the inning to the leadoff hitter, Jonathan Class A, is in there for a strike, and it is 0-1. Mason Green winds and deals the 0-1 pitch. That fastball, now that was an off-speed pitch. That is high, and it's 1-1. Boy, you talk about batters seeing the baseball. I'm having a tough time seeing it so far today. 1-1 fouled off, 88 miles an hour inside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Yep, we have stumbles too up here in the booth. There's the 1-2. That one inside for strike three, 78 miles an hour. Big hook to the pitch across the face of the plate and right on the inner half to retire Class A, who is now 0 for 2. 10 batters down, and the third strikeout for Mason Green as he gets set to face Victor Labrada. Labrada bounces one over to the right side. On the ground for Juan Brito at second. His throw to first is in time. Two down. Labrada that time putting it on the ground. Brito just moving a little bit to his left. Well in position. Easy play at second. And that'll bring Edwin Arroyo back up to the plate. Arroyo, one of the players wearing the pink accents. He has pink sleeves for Modesto here today. Swinging a pop up and foul. Start this two out at bat. 0-1. 1-0 Fresno, top third with Modesto batting. Two outs and nobody on. Green's 0-1. Taken for ball one outside. 83 mile an hour changeup from Mason Green, the left-hander. Lines and deals the 1-1 pitch and pops straight back to the netting. One ball and two strikes here. Now two of the top prospects for these teams are guys currently on the injured list, so ones that we haven't seen in a couple of days. Pitch clock down to three, and time will be called for here. Again, no limit to the amount of step-offs for a pitcher with no runners on, but they do have to ask for time to get the clock reset. This one is swung on and sent foul down the right field side. One ball and two strikes. Benny Montgomery, the outfielder for the Grizzlies, been on the IL since April 28th. And one of the top Mariners prospects, Harry Ford, here for Modesto, was put on the IL back on May 2nd. 1-2 pitch, stays upstairs, stayed about head high. That makes it two balls and two strikes. The 2-2, swing and a miss. And Mason Green makes it a 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts. And after two of the first three batters reached, one of them on an error, Mason Green has retired eight of the last nine and four in a row, getting a lot of ground ball contact as well. So good strikeout stuff, good contact on the ground from the Fresno starter, Mason Green. And that means the Grizzlies will still be up when they come back to bat. 1-0 Fresno over Modesto here in the bottom of the third is next.
For the first time ever to Chancy Park, don't miss the high-octane, crowd-thrilling Nitro Circus, featuring crazy new contraptions that fuel the sketchy, scary, and risky dangers of big-air action sports entertainment. The all-new Good, Bad, and Rad Tour with X Games gold medalists, America's Got Talent competitors, and more takes flight July 29th for a show unlike any other. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events or at NitroCircus.com. Grizzlies fans and citizens of California, show your pride by stopping in the Grizzlies team store and picking up the latest in Grizzlies fashion. With brand new merchandise for the 2022 season, the team store and its staff have you covered. The team store is located behind Section 120 and online at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the third inning, back inside Chuck Chancy Park here in Fresno. Modesto Nuts trailing the Fresno Grizzlies 1-0 here on a warm, breezy Sunday afternoon. Great weather for baseball here as these two teams round out this California League matchup. First pitch of the inning is popped up, the bunt right back to the pitcher Fleming, and he makes the catch underhanded, about halfway between the circle, batter's circle, and the pitcher's mound. And a nice play by Fleming as Braden Ward looked to lay down a bunt. And that'll bring Adeel Amador up to the plate. Got underneath a pitch, and that gives the defense an opportunity for a relatively easy out. So here's Amador with one away. First pitch is bounced over to the right side. Three hops for the first baseman, Perez, who will tag the bag himself. Two down. Two down on two pitches. And, well, it's interesting. Anytime you get to see a pitcher a second time in a series, you have an idea of what to expect. And the MO has been pretty clear for Fresno. They have been swinging early against the Modesto starter, William Fleming. Two outs, base is empty. 1-0 Fresno. Fleming's first offering is downstairs, and it is 1-0. And typically that indicates that you've got a good strike thrower on the mound and not somebody you want to fall behind. Swinging a fly ball to the left. Victor Labrada coming in. Lots of time and makes the catch for the final out of a four-pitch, 1-2-3 inning. That's about as quickly as you can do it for William Fleming and the Modesto defense. We are through three here at Chuck Chancey Park. Fresno 1, Modesto nothing. Nuts back to bat in the fourth after this.
Contestants! All right, so this is how it goes. So you guys are going to run backwards right up until about second base. Once you hit where second base is on the grass, turn around and run straight all the way back to the finish line. Does that make sense? So backwards and then straight. Turn around, run straight. And then the finish line is over there with Tony and Alyssa. You see it? All right, backwards first. On your mark, get set, go! All righty, Grizzly fans, I need you to cheer them on. They're going. They're around in the corner. And I need them to turn around and run. Let's make some noise for our hot dogs. All right, looks like Jameson's our winner, but let's make some noise for all of our contestants in our hot dog race, brought to you by Rocket Dog.
Getting ready for the top of the fourth here at Chuck Chancey Park. Modesto Nuts trailing the Fresno Grizzlies 1-0. For the Nuts today, the black tops, Modesto, and the numbers in gold with the gray pants. Black hats, black on the crown, red on the brim with Wally the Walnut. And, of course, some of the pink accents for Mother's Day. This first pitch of the inning is pop foul, backing out of play. Robert Perez Jr. is the batter, and it is 0-1 against Mason Green, who's sat down four in a row, 1-2-3 inning last time around. This one sharply hit but foul up the third base side. Call it 8 feet past the edge of the infield dirt and over into the bullpen on the third base side of the ballpark. That's Modesto's dugout and bullpen side. Really well struck, but a little early, and that 0-2 swung on and missed. On a pitch down and in, drop third strike, and the throw to first is in time to retire Perez. He's doing a really good job, Mason Green, of getting these Modesto hitters to chase, and I think you got to tip your cap as well to, you know, catchers at this level, and Hunter Goodman's behind the plate today, who a lot of these young guys are just learning how to call the game. When you come from the college level or come from the younger levels of baseball, it's the coaching staff that'll relay in the calls, but these catchers learning how to do that here. This one well struck out to left field, but playable for Guerrero. Hung up quite a bit. And that is out number two off the bat of Freudy Bautista. Two down here in the fourth, and that will bring Ben Ramirez up to the plate. Yes, that's part of learning how to be a professional backstop, calling the pitches instead of having them called for you at some of the lower levels. So it's a testament to the calls from behind the plate from Goodman as well. It's a line drive out to center field. That drops in for a base hit. And it's a two-out single here for Ben Ramirez. And the Nuts taking their cuts here in this top half of the fourth inning. Ramirez gets aboard with a two-out single. He's one for two. That'll bring Joaquin Cabrera up to the plate. Now, the rule changes, the pitch clock, everything enforced here in minor league baseball. These games have been played at a quick pace, and it's very fast right now with a lot of first pitch swinging. First pitch is outside here to Joaquin Cabrera. There's a take, and yeah, we can all take a breath. 1-0 with two outs. Runner at first, 1-0 Fresno, top four. Green kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Big cut at 90 miles an hour. Fastball just on the outer half of the plate. One ball and one strike here to Cabrera. Ramirez held on first. His lead off about 7 feet. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Down and in. Back pick over to first. Won't be in time. 2-1 now to Cabrera. Ramirez diving back into the bag safely. Had a good secondary lead. The pitch did come in down and in, forced Goodman to slide over to the left. So that's why you get that secondary lead, so you have a better chance of getting over to second base if the ball gets away. 2-1 the count. The pitch. In there for called strike two. 89 miles an hour, belt high. And two balls and two strikes here to Joaquin Cabrera. Mason Green, not quite some of the velo that we've seen the last few nights, but a very good strike thrower for Fresno. Here's a two-hopper to short. Go the short way for the final out of the inning. Amador right where he had to be. Tossed on to Brito. That retires Ramirez on the fourth. And that is all for Modesto in the top of the fourth. Mason Green continuing to pitch well here. He's only faced two batters above the minimum over the last three innings for Fresno. Grizzlies lead the Nuts 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth.
Parker's Prospects, presented by SunMade. Parker's Prospects is the official kids club exclusive for all Grizzlies fans ages 12 and under. Get free tickets to Sunday games, team store discounts, and more by heading to FresnoGrizzlies.com/Parker's Prospects and sign up today. And Parker, wherever you're at, make sure you get ready for some new prospects. And don't forget, fans, that if you want to see your selfie up on the video board, tweet your photo or post to your public Instagram using the hashtag RaiseTheBear. That's hashtag RaiseTheBear for your chance to be featured on our brand new video board later on in today's game.
Back for the bottom of the fourth inning. Warming Burnabelt, one Brito, Braxton Fulford, 4-5-6 due up in Modesto. With William Fleming still on the hill, trailing Fresno 1-0. First pitch of the inning, swung on, driven, well hit to left. Victor Labrada heading back. That one is off the wall and down for extra bases. Goes back onto the outfield grass, and Labrada will send the throw in to Arroyo. It's cut off, and it's a leadoff double for Warming Burnabelt here in the fourth. First pitch swinging again, so this is now something that we're going to have to continue to track as best we can. By my count, 8 of the first 13 batters have swung at the first pitch of their ABs for Fresno today and put the ball in play. Here's Juan Brito. Shows a bunt look. Able to pull back in time as that pitch comes down and in. And it's 1-0. Brito, who had himself a double to lead off the second. Ground rule double out to right. That last one coming from Warning Burnabelt to left. The 1-0. This is for a ball. 93 miles an hour down and in. Popped in and out of the glove of Ty Duvall for a moment. No movement out at second base from Warming Burnabelt. Two balls, no strikes. Here to Juan Brito. Fleming comes set. Kicks and deals. Downstairs. Three balls and no strikes. Cal League Pitcher of the Week for April 18th to the 24th. after a good outing against Rancho Cucamonga. 3-0 pitch. This is low for ball four. So Juan Brito walks on four pitches. Bernabel is at second, Brito at first. 1-0 Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth, and in a good position to try and tack on with Braxton Fulford, who's hitting .333 now on the year after his ground out his first time up. He'll stand in from the right side. The pitch down and away. Back pick over to first is not in time. Brito had a pretty healthy secondary lead there. Good idea, good awareness by Ty Duvall. But Brito able to get back in safely. So 1-0 the count. First and second. Nobody out. Fleming checks out to second. Kicks and deals. His bunt attempt is popped into foul territory and caught by Ben Ramirez at third. For out number one. Well, that is two times in the last six batters that the Grizzlies have popped out on bunt attempts. So trying to employ a little small ball. In the case of Ward, it was looking for a hit. In the case of Fulford, they're looking for a sacrifice. Here's Hunter Goodman. He swings, pops one up right side. That'll get out of play. Just onto the upper deck and back into the lower deck. No balls and a strike here to Hunter Goodman. First and second with one out. 0-1 the count. 1-0 Fresno. Grizzlies batting here in the bottom of the fourth. 0-1 pitch is inside. 91 mile an hour fastball. Maybe three ball lengths off the plate. And it's a ball and a strike to Hunter Goodman, who struck out his first time up. Fleming sets out of the stretch. Three on the pitch clock. He kicks and deals. One swung on, popped up left side in the direction of the Modesto dugout, but that will get out of play as well. Actually, on top of it over on the third base side. So lots of opportunities for fans to come home with baseballs. Now It's amazing, and it always just makes you think back to being a kid, right? What better way to enjoy a game than to come home with the baseball, get the BP early, maybe snag a few. Kind of a sparse crowd here today on a Sunday afternoon, so a lot of opportunities for the folks to go and collect some souvenirs. Time called for at the plate before we got restarted there, so that's Hunter Goodman's one allotted timeout for this AB. 1-2. Swung on, fouled off. Straight back this time. And it's one ball and two strikes. So first and second with one away. Warming Bernabel at second. He led off the inning with a double. Juan Brito walked. And Juan Guerrero, who's on deck, the RBI single for the only run of our game so far, two innings ago in the second. Runners off on the 1-2. And one is downstairs. And it'll be a double steal here. As Duvall was trying to reel in a slider that time, pulled him a little bit to his right, couldn't get it cleanly in the glove. So both runners advancing here on the double steal. Bernabel at third, Brito at second. Infield comes in for Modesto. 2-2 with one away, 1-0 Grizzlies. And that 2-2 pitch is inside. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Three balls and two strikes. So two runners in scoring position with less than two outs and first base open. Good opportunity here for the Grizzlies and Goodman. Counts is full. Fleming's pitch. High hopper to short, taken by Arroyo. He'll go to third and get the out, and a run comes across as well. So it's 2-0 Fresno. So Goodman will get aboard on what'll be ruled a fielder's choice. Warming Bernabel comes in to score, and Brito is out at third, 6-5. Arroyo over to Ramirez, and the infield was in. Was on one high hop to Arroyo, quick thinking, the short throw over to Ramirez, not a force because first base was unoccupied, so they had to get the tag down and did. First pitch swung on and missed here by Juan Guerrero. 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And it is 0-1. Lemmings 0-1 with the runner off. Swung on, fouled off. Again, putting on some action like we saw just a moment ago with the double steal. This is a team that leads the California League in most of A-ball in a host of offensive categories. Grizzlies hitting .280 on the year. The next highest team, Rancho Cucamonga, at .249. So 31 points clear of the Quakes, who are second in that department. Toss over to first. Won't be in time. Chasing Hunter Goodman back to the backs. That's one of the two disengagements allowed with a runner on base for William Fleming. 0-2 pitch is yanked off the glove and away. That should be a wild pitch, and that'll get Hunter Goodman into second. So Fresno gets another runner here into scoring position. 2-0 is the score on both the MILB.TV feed and the electronic scoreboard. It says 1-0. Here's a swing and a fly ball to right at 1-2. Carrying a little bit, Joaquin Cabrera, a couple steps shy of the track, and makes a catch for the final out of the inning. There is one more scoreboard that is manually run here at Chuck Chancey Park. That's out over the right field fence. That has the correct score at 2-0. So having a moment of deja vu saying, wait, I got to make sure I really saw what I saw. I thought that Bernabeu came across to score. He did, so it's 2-0 Fresno as we go to the top of the fifth.
And let's have Parker see what she can do. All right, the sprinkler. Perfect. She got it. All right, so Parker first. Cabbage patch. All right, Jennifer, they need coffee. All right, she got the cabbage patch. Oh, bring it back. There we go. Other way. All right, Parker, what you got next? Oh, the Carlton. Nice, nice. Jennifer, let's give Jennifer a round of applause. Let's see what else she got. Parker, I know you got a couple more on you. All right, one more. Oh, what do you got, buddy? Oh, they're sending the way. Hold on. What's happening? Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let's make some noise one more time for Jennifer. She got Parker. See Parker do in the bag. You seen it here first. Let's get back to the baseball.
Back inside Chuck Chancey Park in Fresno, California, the Grizzlies, the home affectionately known as Growlifornia. And so far for the citizens of Growlifornia, good start to this one. 2-0 Grizzlies as we head to the top of the fifth. Fresno today in the red tops and white pants with one black stripe down the side. Brett Rodriguez leads off the inning. See if we can barrel through this uniform description here. Grizzlies across the chest in black and trimmed in gold with the bear claw slash through the middle. There's a swing and a miss by Rodriguez to make it 1-1. Crown of the cap is black. The bill is red, and the Growlifornia flag, which looks like the California state flag with the Grizzlies logo in place of the traditional grizzly bear you see here in the Golden State. One pitch was fouled off, so it's 1-2 here to the leadoff hitter, Rodriguez. 1-2 pitch is high. Fastball up that time at 92 miles an hour. 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Brett Rodriguez. 2-2. Taken downstairs, off speed. They go 79 miles an hour that time on a breaking ball. Now 3-2. So Rodriguez working a good at-bat here. Worked his way into a full count. Some selective hitting. 3-2, swung on, popped up, right side, foul territory. Quijada heading over, and it'll get out of play into the stands. Above the protective netting, which runs about 50 feet off the ground and up into the third row of stands. But really good to see a lot of sharp foul balls, and of course you want to have eyes on the game as you're a fan, but just another way to protect the people attending the game with these nets. 3-2, swung on and missed. 86-mile-an-hour pitch. They elevated it. Rodriguez goes after it. He strikes out for the first out of the fifth inning, and that'll bring up the nine-hole hitter, Ty Duvall. Duvall, who won a College World Series championship in 2019 with the Vanderbilt Commodores. A lot of good players coming out of Vanderbilt, including a recent call-up in the Mariners organization in Penn Murphy. Bouncer over to the right side, foul by Duvall, and it is 0-1. I call games for Santa Clara University Baseball. I had a chance to see Penn after he transferred over from Vanderbilt, was an infielder with the Commodores, became a pitcher with the Broncos under Rusty Filter, and has really taken off. 0-1 pitch, hard hit through the right side on a line, past the reaching effort of the first baseman, Quijada, and Ty Duvall has a one-out single here in the bottom of the ninth. bottom of the fifth. Top of the fifth. Wow. Okay. Take 1 second to breathe that one away. That's one thing to get the inning wrong and where you're at, but to get both of them wrong, oof. Here's Class A. 0-2. Reached on an error and struck out. First pitch to Class A. Fouled off a little bit late. And it is 0-1. 2-0 Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Modesto batting 0-1. With Duvall over at first base off of his leadoff single. The 0-1 one-out pitch. It's on the way. And taken for a ball. 83 miles an hour, changeup just off the plate. One ball and one strike to Class A. Penn Murphy, by the way, fun fact about Penn, he speaks Chinese pretty well. Did an interview with him at Santa Clara and had him say a couple of things for me. Here's a swing and a drive out to left center. Guerrero heading to the gap, as is Ward, and Braden Ward makes the catch. Long run for Braden Ward. Just to the right of the 385 gap over in left center. Good pop off the bat of Class A, but just not quite enough. And he flies out for out number two, and that'll bring Victor Labrada up to the plate. Winds at about 15 miles an hour today. They're blowing out to right center. That last one from Class A hit out to left center with him standing in from the right side. And there's a hit by pitch for Victor Labrada. And Labrada will get aboard. Pushing Duvall over to second. And now Edwin Arroyo will get ready to stand in. Arroyo 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout today. Nuts have multiple base runners here in the fifth for the first time since the first inning. Switch hitting Arroyo will step in here from the right side. And Mason Green, the left-hander. Third base side of the rubber. Back leg flexed. Front leg straight. Kicks and deals. A swing and a miss. 82 miles an hour. That's been a go-to location for him. Pitches from the left-hander that have run inside against the right-handed hitters. Now some defensive signs out from behind the plate from Hunter Goodman. So the pitch clock reset back to 18 seconds with runners on base. 0-1 here to Arroyo. Two outs, first and second for Modesto, trailing Fresno 2-0 here in the top of the fifth. There's a swing and a miss. Took a little more off of that one at 76, a breaking ball again, working inside to Arroyo. First pitch ran in. It would have been ball one if it was taken. That pitch would have been strike two. So mixing up the stuff but keeping the location the same inside. 0-2 now with two outs. The pitch bounced over to short. On two hops, Amador sits back, retrieves, and fires to first in time for the final out of the inning. So the Nuts get two aboard, but strand both base runners, Labrada and Duvall, in the top of the fifth. Halfway to a full nine at Chuck Chancey Park. Fresno 2, Modesto nothing. Grizzlies back to bat with a two-run lead in the fifth after this.
Tomato is a fruit. Don't listen to Julian Bando.
The initial thought is vegetable, but I think it's a fruit.
Tomato is a vegetable.
Fruit.
It's a fruit. It's got seasoning inside. Yeah.
A tomato is a fruit.
I got hired.
It's a fruit.
Fruit. But I've got a question though. If tomato's a fruit, and isn't ketchup a smoothie? That's the real question. Is ketchup a smoothie?
Today is Mother's Day, and for everyday meals and special occasions, the place to start is Save Mart. Save Mart is the hometown store bringing the best of the Central Valley to Fresno. They'll make you feel welcome and right at home with Valley Fresh produce, incredible local flavors, hundreds of organic options, and prices that respect your budget. That's Save Mart. Valley Fresh, Valley Made, Valley Proud. And leading off for the Grizzlies, number 10.
Fresno coming back to bat in the bottom of the fifth. Modesto Nuts trailing the Grizzlies 2-0 here on Getaway Day. Last of a six-game set at Chuck Chancey Park. And Bryant's Quijada will stand in next. Quijada swings at the first pitch of this at-bat, bounces it on two hops to third. Ramirez, backhanded stop, and a throw to first in time, or the first out of the inning. Yeah, that's been the MO all day. Swinging early and putting the first pitches of their respective bats in play for this Fresno offense. By my count, and mind you, this is very unofficial, 9 of 18. Make it 10 of 19 on this bouncer to first as Braden Ward grounds out to Robert Perez Jr. So two outs here on two pitches in the fifth. We saw a four-pitch 1-2-3 inning from William Fleming in the top of the third. Fleming, the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon, now facing Ariel Amador. And dials up a strike. 85 miles an hour. They start him off with a changeup that time. And it is 0-1. A one pitch downstairs for ball. Evens it up at a ball and a strike. Coming into 2022, unranked by Baseball America, 30th ranked prospect of the Seattle Mariners by MLB.com. And a lot of that has to do with his development in the offseason. The 1-1. Swung on, popped up. Left side, just going to stay in the infield. And Ramirez coming over, and he will make the catch for the final out of the inning. So we saw a four-pitch 1-2-3 inning back in the third. This time we see a five-pitch 1-2-3 inning in the bottom of the fifth. Modesto looking to generate some offense, trailing Fresno 2-0. We come back in the sixth.
So, first things first, I need to hear both your guys' mama bear roars. So, we'll go with you first. Roar! All right, that was a good roar. Give her a round of applause. All right, now yours. I love it, I love it. Now, Parker's going to be the judge here, and we got to see who gives the best mama bear hug. All right, let's have our first contestant. First contestant, there we go. Oh, I love to see that. Warm bear hug. All right. Mama number two. All right. There we go. And we all know what moms do best. They help us feel better when we're down. So right now we're going to pretend Parker just fell off his bike. Parker, act hurt. Parker, act hurt. Okay. So now make him feel better. Oh, Parker. There we go, it's okay. Let's see how the moms can console him. Parker's crying. What would you mama bears do to make a crying Parker feel better?
Shake it off, rub some dirt in it. It's fine.
Sounds like my mom. Okay, over here. Very true, very true. It's hard to tell here, but fans, I think they're both winners. Let's give it up for our Mama Bear Challenge.
Leading off, number 38, Robert Perez.
Robert Perez Jr. starts it off for Modesto in the top of the sixth. Takes a first pitch inside from Mason Green, and it is 1-0. Top half of the sixth inning, 2-0 Fresno. 1-0 pitch, and therefore a ball. Two balls and no strikes, just inside at 89 miles an hour. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter Perez, who struck out twice against Green today. That pitch swung on and missed. And therefore a strike, and it makes the count 2-1. Green winds and deals. Perez swings, pops one up right side, out of play. A little bit back and up into the upper section, down into a little bit of an opening between some of these upper sections and the walkways on the lower sections. It fell right in, left for somebody to chase. Perez swings, drives one out to left center field. Guerrero and Ward heading over, and Braden Ward makes the catch and flips on to his teammate, to Guerrero, to toss it back in. One away here in the sixth. Modesto just trying to string together some offense, but having a little bit of trouble doing that here today after two of the first three got aboard. Green went on to retire 11 of 13 through the fourth. Make it 14 of 18 through the fifth. And now 15 of 19 since that early stretch. Seen some good contact, but nothing really to the outfield that's troubled the defense. As Freddy Bautista stands in and fouls one off. 0-1 here. Nesto has a pitcher throwing. That as Raul Alcantara. Left-hander getting loose, tossing some warm-up pitches. It's a swing, back up the middle, and a leaping grab at second base. Juan Brito was shifted over a little bit. Back of second, a few steps to the right. He backpedaled, timed it up, climbed the ladder, and made the catch to retire Freddy Bautista. Now the Grizzlies had two errors in the first two innings, but played pretty clean defense overall today. Ben Ramirez takes the first pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Two away, bases empty, 2-0 Fresno. Modesto batting top six. And the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. Evens up the count to Ramirez at 1-1. So the error is short by Amador to start the game, and then an error on a pickoff attempt. 1-1 in there for a strike, makes it 1-2. But Amador has made a couple nice plays at short. Good play there at second base just a moment ago. Middle infield strong the last few innings. Pitch swung on and fouled off. 1-2 was a 92 miles an hour fastball just above the belt. So still a ball and two strikes here to Ben Ramirez. Very open stance. 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. 81 miles an hour goes chasing after some material that dipped that time, and it's another 1-2-3 inning for Mason Green. He's now got two of them on the day as the Nuts are retired in the sixth. Fresno leads it 2-0 as we go bottom six after this.
To claim your prize. Hey, kids, don't forget that you had the chance to run the bases following today's game and every Sunday home game, courtesy of Save Mart. Line up behind section 123 after the game for Kids Run the Bases. Now pitching for the Death Row, number 48, Raul Alcantara.
Raul Alcantara takes over for Modesto in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nuts trailing the Grizzlies 2-0 here at Chuck Chancey Park on this Sunday getaway day. Alcantara stands in the left-hander, 6 feet tall, 167 pounds, the 21-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the DR. Swung and put on into play. Attempted check swing as Alcantara fields, fires over to first, and gets Yanquil Fernandez for the first out of the inning. Tried to hold up his swing on a high pitch. He ended up freezing it, and it ran right into the baseball. Just nubbed in the play. 5 feet onto the infield grass. Alcantara is springing off the mound, fielding the baseball smoothly, and tossing on over to first to get Fernandez. And that'll bring Warming Bernabell up to the plate. Alcantara deals in a first pitch strike here, 94 miles an hour. Left-handed pitcher Alcantara, right-handed batting Warming Bernabell, who's 1-for-2 with the double. A one pitch. Put back up the middle for a base hit. Timed up nicely on a belt-high. Well, it was belt-high changeup that time. And that'll bring Juan Brito up to the plate. Brito with the double in the second and a walk in the fourth. Bernabell now 2-for-3 on the day. So he continues to swing a hot bat for Fresno. Alcantara kicks and deals. Pitch comes in inside. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Brito takes for a ball. And it is 1-0. So Bernabell now working on a 10-game hitting streak. That's the longest by any member of the Grizzlies this season. Or the Dominican Republic native. The 1-0. Elevated fastball taken for ball two. Up and away that time to Brito. Two balls and no strikes. Changing out some baseballs here. So Alcantara will... It's set to go once again. 0-2 on the season, making his seventh appearance of this 2022 campaign. ERA just north of 8 for Raul, who kicks and deals. And the fastball's high at 91. Up and away once again. 10 innings on the year, 6 hits, 11 runs, 9 of them earned, and 6 of those hits, 3 of them have been home runs. Alcantara's 3-0. Another elevated fastball that time. Trying to find his command. He's a little wild high here. And puts two aboard for Braxton Fulford. Bernabell into second. Brito into first. And here's Fulford, who's 0-for-2. He's only seen 3 pitches today. His first 2 times up against William Fleming. All in all, had a pretty decent outing for the Nuts. 5 innings pitch, just allowing the 2 runs across. First pitch here is up, and that continues to be the theme right now for Alcantara. He's missed with his last 5. Wild high with a lot of fastballs, and now we are going to see a visit to the mound here for Modesto. Timeout visits limited to 30 seconds. You get seven of them in 9 innings. Additional if you go to extra innings. This is the pitching coach, Nathan Bannister, out to talk to Alcantara. Edwin Arroyo coming in with the battery as well. So trots out and he trots back. Once you cross that baseline, your 30-second start. So as we've seen pretty consistently, you know, the coach is aware of the rules as well, and Bannister trotting on out to have the conversation. Then coming on back, fourth season for Bannister in the Mariners organization, second year as a pitching coach here in Modesto. The 1-0 pitch is down and in. So a change from a little bit of the wild high stuff we saw. 2-0 with one away, 2-0 Fresno. Grizzlies batting here in the bottom of the sixth. Runners on first and second. Alcantara two looks to second, now deals, and finds the strike zone there. 92 miles an hour, right about belt high. And it's now 2-1 here to Braxton Fulford. Alcantara set up on the third base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals. That one is up top. Three balls and a strike. And good hitters count here for Fulford. And Alcantara trying to locate it here. Mostly fastballs, mostly missing up. 3-1 the count. The pitch. Swung on, bounced over to short on a couple hops to Arroyo. Toss on to second for one. Throw to first, not in time. So Modesto gets one out. That'll make it two outs in the inning. Warwick Bernabeu moves over to third. Juan Brito forced out at second. 6-4 for out number two. Fulford aboard on a fielder's choice. And that'll bring Hunter Goodman up to the plate. Goodman's 0-2 today, now hitting .270 on the year. As Ty Duvall out from behind home plate, communicating some defensive signs. Runners on first and third. This is a situation, as much as any, you can get the most creative in terms of base running when you have this kind of setup. There's a fastball at 94 miles an hour for a called strike one. Right at the belt here to Hunter Goodman. Came in with 6 home runs, 20 driven in on the year. He's bumped that total up to 21 in the RBI department. 0-1 pitch. Misses for ball two. Ball one, rather. Now one ball and one strike here to Goodman with two outs. Runners on the corners. Bernabeu at third. And Fulford at first. Alcantara's 1-1. Swing and a miss. 92 miles an hour. That was probably his best located pitch we've seen so far. Thigh high just on the outer half, the black of the plate. A little bit of late tail to it as well. Down on a hot streak in the Complex League to end last year. Won 8 consecutive decisions. July through August. Runner taking off. 1-2 pitch popped up. Back and out of play. Mask is off for Duvall, but he'll watch that one head back up into the stands. And out for a souvenir. That one hit on the lower level and bounced up to the upper level. There's maybe a 25-foot drop between the two sections. That's got to take the right kind of bounce to be able to get up there. So 1-2 with two away, first and third. Alcantara dealing to Goodman, the lefty against the right-handed hitter. Raul kicks and deals. Runners off from first, pitches in for a called strike three, and that will end the inning. And Hunter Goodman having an extra word with the home plate umpire, Cass Cousins. Didn't think that one was in there for strike three. Looked from up here like it just snuck into the outside corner. And that's how the sixth inning will come to an end. A strikeout looking for Hunter Goodman. We'll head on to the seventh. Modesto trailing Fresno 2-0. Nuts back to bat next.
All right, let's get started. First toss, go. Grizzly fans, I need you to cheer them on. All right, take a step back. Kids, take a step back. Step back. There we go. All right, toss. All right, step back again. Step back again and toss. Go, there we go. All right, once again, let's take a couple more steps back. Further, 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 further. Come on, where I'm at, where I'm at. And toss. All right, let's go some more all the way back. Come on, back more, 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 more. We're going further and further each time. Back, 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 and throw. Great job. Let's go some further back. They're doing great. All right, throw. And it's a record-breaking finish. Let's make some noise for our mother-son duos on this Mother's Day water balloon toss.
On to the top of the seventh here between the Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies. Fresno leading this thing 2-0. David Gentile with you today in for Keaton Kologli. And thanks so much for joining us throughout the six-game series and in the last couple ones that I've had the good fortune to come on down here to Fresno and call. It's been a lot of fun, and see what the Nuts can make of these last three innings, chasing two runs. Joaquin Cabrera leads off the inning. Swings and sends a fly ball to the right center gap. And coming over is Ward. Braden Ward makes the catch. One away. It's been pretty steady as you go for Mason Green. For the Grizzlies offensively, runs in the second and fourth innings to get to this 2-0 lead here in the top of the seventh. One away, bases empty. Here is Brett Rodriguez. Swing and a miss. By Rodriguez to start off the at-bat, and it is 0-1. So this is now a career-high outing. As Rodriguez swings, sends one out to left field and down for a base hit. Ball's in front of Juan Guerrero. Hard round to first, on his way to second, and the throw is in time. Juan Guerrero to Juan Brito. Rodriguez trying to stretch a single into a double, but just can't make it. He was playing a decent ways back. Guerrero came in to field the baseball and got him by about half a step at second base. Ty Duvall stands in next. Quickly two outs in the Modesto seventh, and Duvall takes a strike at 77 miles an hour. 0-1. Lines and deals the 0-1 pitch. And that's in there for a strike. It's 0-2. So trying to make something happen. It's tough, though, when your run is ultimately something that will only put a dent in the lead and not tie it up. For Rodriguez going, you love the aggressiveness there, but also has to be said, good play by the defense. So aggressive play, good play by the D, close one to get that out at second base. Duvall takes a ball. And it's 1-2. So 1-2 with two-way bases empty for Modesto here in the top of the seventh. Five hits apiece, 2-0 Grizzlies. 1-2 pitch, fastball high. 91 miles an hour down the middle, and that's above head high. Make it 2-2 here to Duvall. 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Still two balls and two strikes. Ty Duvall, originally a draft pick of the Oakland Athletics when he was at Vanderbilt, 25th rounder in 2019, but decided to go back to school. 2-2 pitch, just misses for ball three. 88 miles an hour, and a close one, but the count runs full. Three, two. Another elevated pitch. 89 miles an hour and up. Few pitches up here from Mason Green. And Ty Duvall takes a two-out walk for Modesto. And that will bring Jonathan Class A back up to the plate. Now Mason Green had a really good start against San Jose earlier this year back on April 17th. Five shutout innings with five strikeouts. He struck out eight. His last go-around for Fresno, that was against the Stockton Ports team's previous series on May 1st. And a visit to the mound here. Infield and the battery in. Looks like the manager, Robinson Cancel, is out having a word as well. Do you have a right-handed pitcher throwing off to the right side in the Fresno bullpen? That is Juan Mejia, who's getting ready. So perhaps just an opportunity to buy Mejia a little more time, slow things down for a bit. And the Grizzlies with two outs here in the Modesto seventh. And Nuts bringing the tying run to the plate in the form of Jonathan Class A, who put a good charge into one his last time up. A warning track shot that ended up as an out to center to Braden Ward. First pitch. Swung on, driven to left. Guerrero heading back. He's on the warning track, and he makes the catch. 2 feet shy of the wall. Class A is just missing on his last two. Again, good pop, but nothing doing in terms of getting him on base. So a single and a walk. Rodriguez thrown out trying to stretch that single into the double as the second batter of this inning, and Modesto goes scoreless here in the seventh. It's stretch time at Chuck Chancey Park. The Fresno Grizzlies on top of your Modesto Nuts. 2-0, Grizzlies back to bat when we come back.
Grizzly fans, let me see you rock out. Come on now. The kids know what's going on. Mama raised them right. Here we go.
Inside Chuck Chancey Park as we get ready for the bottom half of the seventh inning. Raul Alcantara will remain on in relief here for the Modesto Nuts. And Alcantara getting ready to face Juan Guerrero. Juan Guerrero, Brian Quijada, and Braden Ward, 8-9-1, due up this inning. Alcantara set up on the third base side of the rubber. He'll wind up with nobody on base. First pitch swung on, bounced on one high hop. Running in is the shortstop Arroyo in the throw to first, not in time. Guerrero with enough speed to beat the throw over at first base, and he gets aboard with an infield single. One high hop directly off the bat onto the dirt. And some conversations going on right now between the home plate umpire, Cass Cousins, and the third base side dugout of Modesto. Unsure what that was about, but we'll have to keep an eye on it. Brian Quijada stands in here. First pitch. Fastball in there at 92. It's off the plate, and it makes it a ball and no strikes. So that last one, Arroyo charging in as much as he could do at shortstop. Yesterday's game, that 16-3 win for Fresno, it was four infield errors that kind of opened the door. It was a swing and a drive to left. Labrada heading back, looking up. That one will bounce and get over the fence for a ground rule double. Bryant Quijada has his first hit of the day. And it's back to the top of the order here for Braden Ward. Yeah, Gapper to left center. No real play in the air, so the move was switched up. Had to go back. Just look at the wall for Labrada. Took a hard hop and got over the outfield fence. This is the first time today for either team here in the seventh that we've seen back-to-back base hits. 12 combined hits, 5 for Modesto, 7 for Fresno. Second and third, nobody out. 2-0 Grizzlies. Chance to tack on here with Ward standing in. And he takes down and away, and it's 0-1. And Ward went after the first pitch of each of his first three trips up against William Fleming. Doesn't do so here. Second pitch is up and in. So Alcantara down and away with the first one, up and in with the second one. Two pitches that weren't particularly close. Two balls and no strikes here. Both teams have pitchers warming in the pen. 2-0 pitch, swung on, popped up into center field. Arroyo running out, Class A running in, and Edwin Arroyo makes the catch. Retires Braden Ward, who is now 0 for 4 today. That is the Cal League leader in batting average. That Modesto has held to 0 for 4, and that'll bring Adel Amador back to the plate. Not only that, but the league leader across the slash line. 513 on base percentage, 635 slugging, and Ward on a six-game hitting streak. He came into this game 12 for his last 24. So Modesto has done a good job keeping him in check today. One out, second and third. The pitch to Amador is high and away. And that'll make it a ball and no strikes. So the first two to Ward, pretty well off the mark. That one to Amador, off the mark as well. Got pink gloves and a pink bat here on Mother's Day. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, lined out to left. Coming in is Labrada. He'll make the catch. Runner tagging from third. The throw to the plate on one hop. Not in time. Trail runner heads for third and slides in. And Fresno tacks on to the lead. It's 3-0 Grizzlies on a sack fly from Adel Amador. So Guerrero comes in to score. Quijada moves up to third on the throw home. And credit Amador with an RBI, his 12th of the year. And that was one that was well set up for Labrada out and left. Two outs, runner on third. Yanquil Fernandez standing in, saws one sharply off to the left side. Awkward inside out, one hopper. But fielded at third by Ramirez, and he makes the throw to first in time. Good stretch from Robert Perez Jr. over to his right. It was inside out from the left-handed hitter. Kind of a screwy look off the bat, popped it up, and ultimately Ramirez able to collect it and make the play. So 5-3 ground out for the final out of the inning. Adel Amador with a sack fly to extend the Fresno lead. It is 3-0 Grizzlies as we go to the eighth. Nuts looking for some offense down to their last six outs.
They're going to both run to the middle, collide, and then the winner is the first person to make it back to their opponent's starting point. All right, Grizzly fans, as they go, I need you to cheer as loud as you can. Let's make some noise! All right, Tony, Alyssa, on your mark, get set, go! And they're off. Gaining momentum. The bubble balls are ready to collide. I need you to make some noise when they do. In 3, 2, 1. And Alyssa's knocked off her feet. Tony is making her way past her. She's even looking back to see what she did. I think Alyssa's stuck. Let's see if we can help Alyssa up. Great job, Tony. Alyssa, let's get you up out of there. Let's make some noise one more time for our battle of the bubble balls. Oh,
Your attention, please. Now pitching for the Grizzlies, number 30, Sergio Sanchez.
Sergio Sanchez takes over for Fresno as we go top eight in this A-ball contest. Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies, 2-0 Fresno. Sanchez will start things off against Victor Labrada. Takes the first pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Sanchez winds and deals the 0-1 pitch, swung on and popped foul at 93 miles an hour, and has Labrada down a couple strikes here at 0-2. Out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, the 21-year-old at 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, 2-0 this season, 6-5 for his career. Here's a two-hopper over to first base. Nice stab at it by Bryant Quijada, and the throw back to the pitcher. Sanchez is in time or out number one. Really nice play by Quijada, who was ranging back into his left up the first base side. He gets some love from the Fresno dugout on the first base side. Taps the glove to give it back. But ranging up the first base side, stabbed at one just in fair territory, and makes a nice play to retire Labrada. Here's another bouncer over that way, but this one is foul. No balls and a strike with Edwin Arroyo standing in. 0-1 with one away. That one is downstairs. 1-1 here to the switch hitting Arroyo, who's 1-for-3. You look at the box score, you're going to see two errors, and well, you're going to say, how did Fresno do defensively today? That doesn't really tell the tale. They've been really good in the field. 1-1 is low. 94 miles an hour, two balls and a strike. And an error on the first play of the game by Amador at short, and an error on a pickoff attempt in the second inning. But they've made a lot of really good plays. Swing and a miss. Out in front footed that time on an 87 mile an hour pitch. Nice use of the off speed stuff. 2-2. The pitch downstairs. They'll go right back to it. And that'll be three balls and two strikes. So Arroyo has worked his way into a full count. Switch hitter from the left side. 3-2. Swung on, driven to right. Fernandez heading back, looking up. That one is gone. Go ahead, go nuts. It's a home run for Edwin Arroyo. And Modesto on the board here in the eighth, cutting into the lead. It's now 3-1. Little gallop and a trot around third base for Edwin Arroyo, who taps home plate after his fifth home run of the season. No doubter to right. Fernandez got one look at that one and said, nope, I do not have a play on that baseball. That'll bring up Robert Perez Jr. The pitch swung on, popped up, and it will get out of play. Eight rows up here. A nice barehanded snag by a fan off the hop. Well done. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up. Right side, and another souvenir. Robert Perez Jr. is a man of the people in this AB. And he's down a couple strikes at 0-2. One out, base is empty. 3-1 Fresno. Modesto batting top eight. 3-1 pitch spiked in front of home plate. No, that was a 1-2, beg your pardon. I'll tell you what happened. I was looking at the scoreboard, and I locked into the runs column, which coincidentally could also have been a count, 3-1. 1-2 the count. The pitch swung on and missed. 88 miles an hour. And Perez strikes out swinging for out number two. A big out number two. You've still got a cushion with the two-run lead, but you know, to bounce back after giving up a home run, that's so much of what this game or any sport is about. Central to success, response to adversity. Good response there. And now Sanchez facing Freddy Bautista and deals downstairs. 1-0 here with two away. It's been good this season, over nine games. Sanchez, that's why he's pitching in a got a relatively high leverage spot. Yeah, 3-0 lead in the eighth. 2-0 with a 1.88 ERA, making his 10th appearance of the year. He's going to step off here as the pitch clock went dark, then reset to 14. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed, and that is why. Really good pitch at 88 miles an hour. Some good late dive to it and getting some swings and misses over the top of it. 14 in the third innings coming in. Six hits, three runs, all of them earned. Hasn't given up a home run this year until today. This one is sent out to left field, and that drops in for a base hit. Freddy Bautista has a single in the eighth, and once again, the Nuts will get the tying run to the plate. This time it's in the form of Ben Ramirez. So Freddy Bautista pulling a ball out to left, and now we're going to see another visit to the mound here. So that home run by Arroyo, the first allowed this season by Sergio Sanchez in 14 and two-thirds innings of work. Some of the rest of the numbers for Sanchez on the year, 14 strikeouts against eight walks. But the one that really tells the story is the 130 opposing batting average. So for sure has been one of the more effective relievers for Fresno so far on the year. Seeing Sanchez for the third time in this series. Pitched in the opener back on Tuesday. Which was a Fresno win. After the conference on the mound, he'll get ready to face Ben Ramirez. And first pitch into Ramirez for a ball, and it is 1-0. Ramirez is 1-for-3 on the day for Modesto. 1-0 pitch, low part of the zone for a strike. Just in at the knees, right on the edge there. Good pitch. Makes it 1-1. Bautista over at first. Swung on and fouled off. 86 miles an hour. It's been good bread and butter. That one left a little up, but still not too far above the knees. And it's now a ball and two strikes to Ramirez. 1-2 with two away. 3-1 Fresno. Modesto batting top eight. Runner at first is Bautista. The pitch. Line back up the middle for a base hit. Bautista, a look around second. He will hold up there as Ben Ramirez comes through with his second hit of the day. Smoked right past the pitcher, Sergio Sanchez, that time. So now two aboard for Modesto, back-to-back singles. That's the first time the Nuts have back-to-back hits in this game. Grizzlies were able to do so for the first time in the bottom of the seventh. And here's another visit to the mound. So that means we will be seeing a pitching change for Fresno, and the Grizzlies getting ready to bring in Juan Mejia. The right-hander will take over for Sergio Sanchez after we come back.
Kids, another reminder that you have the chance to run the bases following today's game and every Sunday home game, courtesy of Save Mart. So make sure that you line up behind section 123 after the game for Kids Run the Bases.
pagar pa' beber. Diario facturo 100, dueño de calle y contene. Que tú me critiquen bien o en mal me conviene. Al final la última palabra es papá Dios quien la tiene. Donde freno tú no frenas, donde sueno tú no suena. Ahora estoy que doy la para, anteriormente daba pena. No me temí.
Your attention please, now pitching for the Fresno Grizzlies, number 39, Juan Mejía.
Por estar con tu careta sin C27 fue que dividimos, del mismo bloque salimos. La misma calle corrimos, pero en lo de ser leal, porque tú no hiciste lo mismo, no se apaga. Nadie corre más que una bala.
Grizzlies trying to shut down the Nuts here in the top of the eighth inning. They will go back to the bullpen, and Juan Mejía, two outs, first and second, 3-1 Fresno. Modesto with one run in the inning, and the batter is Joaquin Cabrera facing Mejía. First pitch, down and away, sliding over is Hunter Goodman, keeping in front of him in for a ball, and it's 1-0, 83 miles an hour. From the right-hander, Mejía, taking over here for Sergio Sanchez. So far in the inning, a home run from Edwin Arroyo around outs by Labrada and Perez. Back-to-back singles as there's a pickoff throw to second base. But Freddy Bautista able to dive back in safely. So Bautista had one of the singles. Ramirez followed up with the single. So the tying run is at first, and the go-ahead run is at the plate in the form of Joaquin Cabrera, who's 0 for 3 today. 1-0 pitch, misses inside for a ball, 2-0. Righty on righty matchup here. Mejía 1-0 on the season, 2.25 ERA. 2-0 pitch. Comes in inside, pops out of the glove. Runner takes off for third, and he'll get in without a throw. And that will be a pass ball charged to Hunter Goodman, putting Freddy Bautista up to third, so it takes the force off at second base. Now first and third with two outs. And the count is 3-0. So the Nuts have been knocking at the door in this tight ball game. They've got runners on base, stayed in it, trying to find that breakthrough hit. 3-0. Fastball in there for a strike. 96. Center cut. Now game on here with Joaquin Cabrera up. 3-1 with two away, first and third. Nuts trailing by two. 3-1 pitch. Liner to short. And coming in, it hits off the glove of the shortstop. Throw to first is not in time. Soft liner to Adel Amador. Looked like a tricky one coming off the bat. He had to go into a slide, tried to underhand it. It hit the heel of the glove and then fell out. So the Nuts get a run across, and it's a one-run ball game here in the eighth. Bautista comes in to score. Ramirez into second, and Joaquin Cabrera aboard. And that's going to be ruled as a single. So a base hit. Three straight hits for the Nuts. Quick conference on the mound here. So 3-2 now the score. Tying run at second. Go ahead, run at first. Here's Brett Rodriguez, who's working on a 2-for-3 day. Check out the second in a deal. It's in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Thigh high strike, 97 miles an hour as Mejía dialing up the heat here. It's as much velo as we've seen from anyone in this game today. 0-1 breaks off the plate, 83 miles an hour, and sliding over is Hunter Goodman. Good work to keep it in front of him. So the Nuts with four hits in the inning, now up to nine hits for the game. Five hits through the first seven, four here in the eighth. The 1-1. Swung on, just bounced into play third base side. Backhanded by the pitcher, actually barehanded, who threw over to first Mejía, but didn't have a play over there. So the Nuts get another infield hit. Four straight singles, five hits in the inning overall, and the bases are loaded here for Ty Duvall. Well, some soft contact on the infield, but it's worked out thus far for Modesto. Trailing 3-2. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second. Two outs. Top eight. And Duvall bounces one foul. 97-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1. Duvall struck out, singled, and walked. On that last play, it was hit up the third base side, and Mejia got to it more quickly than Bernabeu could, but a bare-handed throw and was falling away from first base. Actually, ended up being a pretty accurate toss. This one is bounced, and it is just foul up the first base side. Oh, that was close. Would have meant the lead for Modesto had it gotten in fair. Very close to hopping over the bag. And the Nuts inches away from taking their first lead of the day. Now 0-2 with two away. Bases loaded here. Duvall standing back in. Have to battle with two strikes. Mejia comes set. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. 82 miles an hour. They take some off. Drop it 15 mph from the fastball. Duvall swinging over the top. And a big strikeout to leave the bases loaded and keep Fresno on top. But the Nuts get two back. They get their first runs of the game on Edwin Arroyo's homer and Joaquin Cabrera's single. That means we'll go to the bottom of the eighth. It's 3-2 Fresno. Grizzlies back to bat after this.
Attention to the video board and check out all the wonderful photos that you posted today using hashtag Raise the Bear. Take a look. Pitching for the Modesto Nuts, number 44, Andrew Moore.
Andrew Moore takes over for the Modesto Nuts, fresh off of scoring their first two runs of this game as we head to the bottom of the eighth. It's Fresno 3, Modesto 2, game 6 of this six-game set. Here from Chuck Chancey Park in Fresno, Grizzlies with the win. Would earn a series split to finish it off. And the Nuts, if they can come back and get the win, would take it 4-2. First pitch of the inning, swung on by Warming Bernabeu, sent out to left center field, wind keeping it in a bit, and chased in by Jonathan Classe, and he makes the catch, one away. That'll bring Juan Brito back to the plate. Fresno got an RBI single out of Juan Guerrero in the second. Run across a run off the bat of Hunter Goodman in the fourth. First pitch of this at-bat bounce foul over in the direction of the Fresno dugout on the first base side. Switch hitter Brito standing in from the left side against the right-handed pitcher, and it is 0-1. Swing and a miss. 96 miles an hour with some tail. Nice pitch from Moore. 0-2 to Brito. 14th round pick in 2021 at 6'5", 205 pounds. Fastball at 95 gets away high. One ball and two strikes. Brito hasn't been retired today. Doubled and walked twice. Bounce foul. First base side. Just over the top of an 84-mile-an-hour pitch. Still a ball and two strikes Here to Moore, drafted out of Chippewa College after three seasons at the JUCO level, originally from Texas and New Braunfels High School. 1-2. 86-mile-an-hour pitch that just misses. Not sure where. Looked like it was spotted up on the outer half. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Back to the heat. 95 miles an hour right after Brito, who strikes out swinging. So he's retired for the first time today, and it'll bring Braxton Fulford back to the plate. Ninth appearance of the season for Moore, who's been lights out. 9 1/3. No runs across against him so far. 8 hits. 3 walks, 15 strikeouts. First pitch misses here to Fulford, and it's 1-0. Braxton Fulford 0-3 on the day. Moore winds and deals, and that pitch is outside. Based on where Duvall had set up, I think he was looking for it low. It ended up being away, so missing the mark there at 2-0. And 2-0 pitch is in there for a called strike one. Fastball at 95, just on the black. Righty-righty matchup here. Moore sets up on the third base side of the rubber, winds and deals, and gets a swing and a miss. That time elevates a heater. Letter high fastball. Makes the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Opposing batting average of 250 this season. That's exactly where he ended up last year. 2-2 fouled off. Go with the breaking ball that time. Left a little bit up and on the outer half. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Debuted in the Complex League on July 24th. Promoted to Pinesto 5 days later last year. Finished a year here. 2-2 rings him up. 78 miles an hour on the inside corner. Fulford did not like it, but he strikes out looking for the final out of the eighth. So the Nuts get 2 runs in the top of the eighth, and Andrew Moore comes out of the bullpen and gets the 1-2-3 shutdown inning with a couple of strikeouts. So his ERA remaining at triple zeros. And the Nuts, everything to play for here in the top of the ninth, down 3-2. They'll try to complete the comeback when we come back.
Let's see those dance moves. We got some moves up in the streets too, I see y'all. Grizzly fans, if you know the words, let me hear you sing along. Come on.
Top of the ninth inning in a one-run ball game. Modesto down to its last 3 outs, and Fresno calling on Tyler Ahern. So we'll see him for the second straight night. Starts off against Jonathan Class A. His first pitch, 93 miles an hour, just on the black of the plate on the outside there in this righty-lefty matchup. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Class A bounces it foul. No balls and 2 strikes here. So Ahern comes in. 20th round pick back in 2021 out of Florida State. 0-1 with a 1.59 ERA over 8 appearances. He struck out 14 and 11 and a third so far in 2022. As Class A, 0-2, the pitch. Swung on, popped up, left side. Heading into foul territory is Warming Bernabell. Inside the coach's box, down to a knee, and makes the catch. One away. Just leaning a little bit forward that time and went into a controlled fall and was able to make the catch to retire Class A. So that's good sign against the first batter Ahern faced. Getting ahead of him and putting him away with some soft contact. First pitch at 94 is a high fastball. Misses with Victor Labrada standing in. And it's 1-0. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Shallow center field. In fact, just onto the grass beyond second base. And Juan Brito makes the catch. Two down. So a couple of pop-ups for Ahern and the Nuts quickly down to their last out of the game. And Edwin Arroyo will get ready to stand in. Set back of second base should qualify. It was back of where the second baseman Brito was playing. Playing pretty back, you know, trying to play that no doubles defense, especially on the infield. And with Arroyo standing in, he takes a first pitch fastball outside, up and away. And it's 1-0. Arroyo with a single and a home run, 2-for-4. Takes almost an identical pitch. Fastball up and away for ball two. 3-2 Fresno. Two outs for the Nuts, top nine. Bounce over to the right side. Backhanded stop by Quijada. He'll take it himself, and that will do it. Ahern comes out of the pen, earns a save, issues a 1-2-3 inning, and sees through the win for the Fresno Grizzlies. Fresno picked up the lead in this one. In the second inning, they tacked on runs in the fourth and the seventh. The Nuts got two back in the eighth, but ultimately Fresno taking the early lead and able to see the victory through wire to wire. So that means we end up with a series split here at Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies improved to 16-11 overall on the season. They are 8-3 in their last 10 games, and they will have at least a share of the Cal North Division lead, depending what happens between San Jose and Stockton today. And Modesto will fall to 13-14. So back over 500 a couple nights ago, 13-12. Now back under 500 and 13-14, and three games back of first place in the Cal North standings. We're going to take a quick breather, and we'll come back to wrap this one up here on Getaway on Mother's Day. Once again, the final, Fresno 3, Modesto 2. We're back to wrap it up after this.
Lining up behind section 123. And as soon as we have all of the coaches and players clear the field, it'll be time for Kids Run the Bases. Brought to you today by St. Mark's.
All right, Grizzly fans, let's get a round of applause one more time for our team for taking care of business on the ball field. What a great way to end the homestand. Now remember, we have Kids Run the Bases right after the game. So to take part in that, make sure you line up right above section 122 and 123. Once again, that's section 122 and 123. You'll see the line starting there. And in a few moments, we'll bring the line down and we'll get started. We just need to let all the ball players exit the field. Once again, we want to thank our friends over at St. Mark's Supermarkets for making this happen. We want to give another thank you to our friends over at Producers Dairy for hooking us up with some ice cream to give to all the kids after they run the bases. Who likes ice cream? Do you like ice cream? I know I like ice cream. I'm excited. It's going to be great. We have a ton of ice cream, ton of bases to run. Like I said, to take part in this, just make sure you line up right behind section 122 and 123.
And also, fans, since the Grizzlies win, you win at Raceway Car Wash. Text GrizzWin to 30400 to claim your free Grand Champion Car Wash, a $20 value. That's GrizzWin to 30400. Valid through tomorrow. Visit RacewayCarWash.com for locations.
That's awesome. Not only do you go home with ice cream, but you can go home with the free car wash. Thanks to our friends over at Raceway Car Wash. Once again, You need to text GRIZWIN to 30400 to cash in on that great offer. Now, once again, that is GRIZWIN to 30400.
Back inside Chuck Chansey Park in Fresno, California, wrapping up a six-game set between the Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies. Fresno wins this thing 3-2, so these two teams end up with a series split. Fresno with the wins in games 1, 5, and 6. Modesto with the wins in games 2, 3, and 4. Two runs, 10 hits, no errors, 10 left on for Modesto today. Three runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, and 6 left on for Fresno in the win. Mason Green gets the win to improve to 2-1. William Fleming takes the loss to fall to 1-3. And Tyler Ahern coming up with the save and earns his first save at the A-ball level. He had a couple last season in the Complex League with the Rockies. So Ahern picking up his first save, shutting things down in the ninth in a 2-hour and 2-minute ball game in front of 2,442 fans here on a Mother's Day Sunday. Fresno got single runs in the second and the fourth inning. In the second, Juan Brito with the leadoff double. Couple batters later, Juan Guerrero with an RBI single to drive him in. Got their second run across as Warming Bernabel scored on an RBI fielder's choice off the bat of Hunter Goodman. Fast forward to the seventh, a sack fly from Adel Amador brought in Juan Guerrero, who led off the inning with a single, and that made it 3-0. And the Nuts got their offense rolling in the eighth. Edwin Arroyo was the second batter, clubbed his fifth home run of the season, and later Joaquin Cabrera had an RBI single, and that scored Freddy Bautista. Ultimately, Ty Duvall struck out with the bases loaded and an opportunity to try and get the Nuts back in it, but a tight game, one of the tightest ones of the series here this afternoon. So again, these two teams finishing up with a series split on a really nice and cool day here in Fresno at 66 degrees. Quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and then we will get ready to send you on your way. Big news for the Seattle Mariners, the big club calling up George Kirby, the 30th prospect in the majors and the third in the Seattle Mariners organization. Can touch 100, great command, the metrics, everything pointing up for Kirby. And the Mariners today in action against the Tampa Bay Rays. It's been a bit of a tough stretch for the big club. Came in having lost their last six contests. Actually, let's take a look at some of the scores around the California League first. Gonna get these. Bad boys up and loaded for you. Bear with me for a second. I do want to say thank you to a couple of folks here. Gino Morrow's been the official scorer in the last couple of days, and Steven Rice as the communications director. They do a really first-class job here in Fresno. Not a nice accommodations and just a lot of things that make it easy and fun to be here broadcasting at the ballpark. All right, California League scores some of the action here. The bottom of the fourth, Visalia leading Inland Empire 4-0. The 66ers with a 4-1 game lead in that series. San Jose on top of Stockton in the top of the fourth. In Stockton, Giants leading that series 3-2. And Rancho Cucamonga and Lake Elsinore will get going at 4:05 p.m. That's a battle of two teams that are leading the league in record and leading the California League South Division as well. Top two records in the league with Lake Elsinore at 17-9 and Rancho Cucamonga at 16-10 overall. Nothing for Seattle against the Tampa Bay Rays. There we go. Bottom of the seventh. And finally able to load it up there. It's getaway here, day here. We got to get packed up and get going so the boys can get back to Modesto. So we'll skip the out-of-town scoreboard from the Mariners minor league affiliates, but head over to MILB.com/scores if you want to get some of the updates on there. Before we go, big thank you to Keaton Galogli and the Modesto Nuts. Again, my name is David Gentile. Come up from the San Jose area. Got a call about a week ago from a number I didn't recognize, and it was Keaton saying, hey, I need a substitute for some Modesto Nuts baseball games down in Fresno. And what follows is a whirlwind of conversations, tech specs, a lot of things you have to know, a lot of logistics to get ready for the broadcast in between Keaton with the Nuts and all the folks at Fresno. Big thank you to everybody. It's been a great experience. It's been a lot of fun, and sure enjoyed getting back in to do some minor league baseball. All right, our final score for the final time. Fresno wins this one 3-2. Keaton will be back with you on Tuesday as the Nuts return home to John Thurman Field to take on the Inland Empire 66ers. Once again, my name is David Gentile. Thanks for hanging out with me for the last couple days. Happy Mother's Day, everybody, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good night from Fresno.